How to get your revenge.
When was the last time you got angry? Have you ever been so angry that you wanted to get your revenge? Here are three stories of people who got theirs.
The farmer. A German farmer was walking on his land when he found a group of youngsters in one of his fields. They turned out to be about 40 trance fans who had organised a mini festival on his property without permission. The farmer, from Mecklenburg West, Pomerania, tried to persuade them to leave, but they refused. So he went back to his farmhouse, returning shortly afterwards with a muck spreader, which he used to cover his unwanted guests with liquidised animal waste.
The buyer. Ed Joseph was furious when the PS3 console he'd bought online failed to arrive. Foolishly, Ed had paid the $80 to the seller by bank transfer before receiving the goods. A demand for a refund went unanswered. And as Ed had already paid the seller, he'd broken the website's terms of service, so the website couldn't help either. Furious, Ed decided to get his revenge by bombarding the seller with text messages in order to block up his mobile message inbox. He did this by copying and pasting entire versions of plays by Shakespeare. Macbeth was divided into 600 messages. All's Well That Ends Well took up 861 messages, and Hamlet was split into an irritating 1,143 messages. Ed was able to send the messages at no expense, as he was on a $37 a month unlimited contract with his phone provider. The contract allowed him to make as many calls or texts as he wanted, without any additional costs.
The gamer. After losing an online game of Call of Duty, an angry gamer sent a 70-person SWAT team to his opponent's house. The gamer phoned police and told them that he'd shot members of his family. "I just killed my mother and I might shoot more people," he said, pretending to be Rafael Castillo. The police responded with helicopters, an ambulance, and a fully armed SWAT team. However, when they got to the house, they found Castillo still playing video games and his 54-year-old mother making coffee in the kitchen. Police soon realised that it was an example of SWATting, the practice of faking emergency calls from a victim's house, often after losing an online game. In this bizarre world of SWATting, you get points for the helicopter, for the police cars, or for the SWAT team, Michael Tagney, Long Beach Police Commissioner, told CBS News. There have been a number of famous SWATting incidents in the past, with police called to the homes of Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Clint Eastwood and Tom Cruise. Authorities are currently looking for the caller, who could face criminal charges as well as having to pay for the police response.
How vengeful!